Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Per order of the band, Greg Hill, who's off today.
It's a good song.
Jolene rejoin. There it is, leading into the news with Courtney as we continue, and Dolly Parton in the news. But before that, though, Courtney, kind of a similar story. We have reports from DMs that Greg is not dead or dying. However, he's having some difficulties traveling.
I mean, it's a classic dad move going to the airport. Dads need to be there, you know, 5 hours early. They, you know, are very stressed when they're traveling. My angel of a husband always gets ridiculed with his traveling habits, so it's only right that we do the same for Greg. Lindsay sent me a photo. If you're
watching, you gonna die?
If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see that she's about five people back in line to board the flight.
Her line?
Wow. Yeah, she said traveling with him gives me so much anxiety. He left me behind because he had to be first to get on the plane.
Oh boy!
Forgot his passport. Didn't have a real ID. He forgot headphones. Oh, shoot, I didn't download any movies. I'm like, what? Just use Wi-Fi. I asked how he got through without the real ID. They had to scan his hands. I said, how was his packing? She said, almost forgot a bathing suit. I said, I'm worried about his suit because he hasn't tried it on yet. She said, me too, but Dooley has it. So, you know, hopefully the measurements that he gave Dooley come out okay.
Wow. That is such an ancient man move, rushing to board the plane.
Right.
Why do people want to get on the plane?
Right.
It's insane.
Like, right. The greatest thing about traveling with James is that I wait until they're about to pull back, and you get on the plane, and Wiggy got me into this, and God love you, Wiggs. I check everything.
That's it.
The best thing to do.
I bring headphones, my phone, and a backpack with his stuff, and you sit down because it doesn't matter when you get on because you don't need the overhead anyway.
What if he left Talina five people behind and like busted up to the front, Wiggs? That would not go well.
Oh no, I would be on the plane looking for her, and she'd be like, she gone. She ain't even on the plane.
Santos left me when it comes to like before I got TSA pre-check. He's
That's
left
your
me
own
before.
Fault.
Yeah. But no, but even then, Santos should have wrote it out with you, stand in line.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But the thing with Greg, too, like, he's a very, a guy of very strong stature in the community. He has a foundation. Greg, Kent said he's been on the air 35 years. Like, we've done 100 real ID stories in the news.
Yeah.
He just didn't get around to it.
Yeah, the real ID is the biggest scam.
Like, he has a passport.
Right, you just need your passport.
But even the passport, you don't even need the passport. If you have a regular license, you can fly.
Well, the real ID. I think it takes longer though to get the TSA and everything.
I guarantee it only took them 5 minutes to get through.
I don't know, but
biggest
this
scam
with
out
a passport,
there.
You just go right through.
I get it.
I'm also feeling for anybody that is on this flight going from Boston to the Keys. I believe it looks like it might be JetBlue, maybe, or Delta.
JetBlue,
because he did forget the headphones, which we know Greg has been known to be listening to TV movies on loud.
Yeah, imagine he's just like listening to the show on the Odyssey app, just out loud so everybody can hear.
No, they'll give it to him and he can plug right into the TV on the back of the plane.
Do you think Greg knows that he can just ask them for
him? No. To this day, the most shocking thing I've ever seen with my own two eyes was Greg Hill ordering chips and salsa and paying for chips and salsa on our flight home. We literally ate lunch together 5 minutes before boarding the plane.
You can also just buy some at like the Hudson News right there and bring it on the plane.
Yeah. Good point by Twitch. Why isn't he flying private at this point? I mean, he's got the money. Key West private would be awesome.
I bet it would. It's going to cost you, it's going to cost you about $25,000. That's why.
We are live on Twitch. It's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers for over 150 years. Springer's has been helping New England celebrate the biggest moments in life, and it's located in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, carrying the world's finest jewelry and watches, springersjewelers.com. We have a North Carolina Chapel Bill update from a reporter on the scene momentarily.
Yeah, he's available right now. How do you want to play this?
I think let's get him on the line while you finish the news.
Okay, so Jackson, you can go ahead and call him.
And we'll get
Jackson
Dolly
has
Parton,
his number.
The Dolly Parton story. Any similarities in the physique of Dolly and Greg?
No,
Dolly
looks,
that you want to point out?
Dolly looks great. She's still alive after her sister took to social media saying she was up all night praying for her sister, asking for prayers for Dolly. She then was like, sorry that I made you all nervous. She's okay, just a little under the weather. Well, Dolly released a video of herself yesterday. Here's Dolly looking alive and well. Here's what she had to say.
I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
That's great.
Dolly's an American treasure.
She really is.
Yeah. I mean,
can we get a similar Greg update when he lands?
Didn't she just do the Thanksgiving halftime show like last year?
Two years ago with the Cowboys. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's pause on the news, Courtney, and go for some live on the scene news. And Pat Welter from WRAL. Did I get that right, Pat?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, from WRAL and from Londonderry, New Hampshire. So happy to be on with you guys in Boston.
Really appreciate you jumping on. I know it's a busy morning down there. What can you tell us about the latest here with North Carolina and Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I just woke up, and I just can't escape the story, as you can imagine. We kind of tied a bow on everything last night. I was in Charlotte, ACC Media Days for basketball, where I only talked about Belichick the entire time, and basketball almost zero. And we had all our reports turned in for the night, and then a statement comes out around 10 o'clock that Bill Belichick is fully committed to the program that he's building at UNC, and Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham, representing the Athletics Department, says they are fully committed to him. So this is now their chance to respond, and I think it's clearly, you know, going to be a choreographed response here to cool the waters. You know, I've received next to no pushback since our story broke on Monday about the details in the story. We've seen national reporters dig in as well and essentially find similar or the same anecdotes and issues that I had found through my reporting, which dates back essentially to Belichick being hired. So, it's a new chapter. This is new territory for me. I'm one guy here at a local TV station taking on arguably the greatest coach of all time. When I say take on, I don't have an agenda. My only thing was that people were telling me these things, and I got enough of it journalistically that I could report it. And that's what I did. And I'm going to continue to do that.
Pat, when it comes to the reports that he was going to be fired or let go, or they were going to part ways, a buyout, however you want to phrase it, before the game against Cal, obviously a bye week this week, then Cal. But after releasing that statement, in my mind, there's no way UNC can now release that and say, wait, no, we actually are going to part ways. Do you think that this is now going to move to maybe an end of the season thing, or do you think Bill doesn't survive the year?
Yeah, so I got to do a couple things, right? Like, there's what I think, and then hopefully there's later today what I know, because I want to reach out to the UNC side internally, because it's been a little bit dark there recently. I did have some extensive conversations right before we published to make clear what was coming out. And again, like, I wasn't receiving pushback, and I got a stance then from Athletics that they looked at it like, okay, things are not going well. They understood kind of where I was coming from on reporting. But from their standpoint, it's like, well, we made this huge investment. Yes, things clearly are not going well on the field. You can't deny that. And they acknowledge, like, well, we hired this guy from the NFL, didn't have college experience, let's try to support them. We're five games in. I think based on my reporting and others, it feels like it might be untenable when you're talking about not even being competitive, not competitive. Like, they hired him to take the next step. You know, Matt Brown had this team bowl eligible every year, basically competing near the top of the ACC at times, putting Drake May into the NFL, now with the New England Patriots. And now they are statistically one of the, like, 10 worst teams in FBS, not just the ACC, all of college football. So, I mean, again, like, what is my reporting doing? It's shedding a light on how it and why that's possible. So, you know, to wake up today and act like everything's okay, I mean, it's clearly not. But I understand the standpoint of, all right, let's take a breath here. Let's regather. We're not going to fire him five games in. Let's see if we can support this and fix this and kind of reset the track here.
Pat, there's a lot of stuff going on with violations. Do you know, like details to what and how serious those violations could be? Or is it just like, you know, the sideline passes type of situation? Has there been any talk about, like, the seriousness of some of the NCAA violations that they could be facing?
Yeah, I mean, we broke the one about the tickets, and players were selling their tickets, and then the Athletic connected that to an assistant coach that was improperly giving out tickets. And I have, like, the exact anecdote of what that coach did, but I didn't have it firmed up enough to report the specifics. But, you know, for another example, like, when I got a tip in the spring that things were not going well, I put in a lot of public records requests, and one of those was NCAA violations. And I got one back, and I never reported it because it was so minor that it seemed kind of silly. In hindsight, maybe it wasn't, right? Like, and clearly there's probably – well, I don't want to say clearly – I mean, there seems like reasonable to think that maybe there are more. And I think others have reported that effect. So how serious do they rise to? We're going to find out, right? Because you can get that information. It's a public record. You just have to get it. So they're going to have to reveal that. I've got a records request in my email. I haven't even opened yet. This has been such a whirlwind. So it's happening all in real time. So this is going to be a kind of a crucial pivot day as they push back and reporters continue to dig, myself included.
Hey, Pat, this is the Greg Hill Show. He's not in today, but he sent us a story that he had heard from someone that was an AD that there was a physical altercation in the football locker room this week. Can you shed any light on that? Have you heard that at all?
No, I mean, I would say I broke that, right? Like, I reported that yesterday from multiple sources in the locker room. So,
what was the physical altercation, and who was it with?
I can't say. Like, that's one of those things. Like, with naming names, and I hesitate to name players' names in this unless I've, like, directly talked to that player. I did reach out to a representative for one of the players that I was told was involved. They didn't comment. Because this isn't really – these are kids, right? Like, when you're covering college, it's a little bit different than the NFL as far as, like, the standards you hold them to. So unless there's a reason to release the name, then I'm not going to do that. But it's
– Well, was it players or with coaches? So
player altercation.
Oh, okay.
Pat, when it comes to the report that there was a player that got hurt and then maybe got his keys taken away and they said, go rehab at home and we'll see you next year, can you confirm anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many anecdotes and details out there right now. Like, I have not heard that specific one, but it does align with kind of the way I've heard that Michael Lombardi treats people within the organization, and just kind of a cutthroat approach to NIL evaluations, almost an avoidance from talking to people about it. You know, I had the report in there about the Purdue quarterback that came in and the conflict that arose there with him after the spring. You know, I have multiple sources talking about, you know, Max Johnson's NIL situation, which was a little complicated given he was coming off a season-ending injury, and then he wasn't getting paid this season, and then now is playing. So that's probably an ongoing situation there. So there's a lot. It's, you know, what did I report? I reported it's a mess because that's what people are telling me. I think that they underestimated, you know, the undertaking that this was. There was a degree, I would say, of arrogance and hubris in the approach. And, I mean, how can you not be humbled by the results that they put on the field? Like, all of this is fine if you win, right? I mean, obviously, you got to treat people with human dignity, and to a certain extent, that appears to have not occurred. But, I mean, you know, winning cures a lot, and they have not won. They have not even been competitive. And that's where you have people being so upset. Like, if you're going to treat people like this, it can't be these kind of results. You know, like, in a way, that's like the thesis of it all.
Go ahead, Courtney.
I just think this story is so interesting because not only is it Bill Belichick, so all eyes are on him across the country because of he's the greatest coach of all time. But then you take into account that UNC and the ACC as a conference have such strong connections. I worked for the conference when John Swarford was the commissioner, and his UNC ties run pretty deep. I just think that if you are the ACC right now, you have to be really worried about all of the reports that are coming out when it comes to one of your biggest schools and their head football coach.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. We were just at ACC Media Days for basketball, right? And you have some of the conference, movers and shakers there, the commissioner among them. And my colleague, Brian Murphy, who's helped with a lot of this reporting as well, he had a couple minutes to the side with Phillips it wasn't entirely on – it hadn't really broken through to him at that time, and I'm sure probably has now. It's interesting. Like, it's like they won the offseason. Talking about UNC, they have lost the regular season. So mission accomplished as far as, like, getting the ACC and UNC, national exposure. But then with that exposure has come being completely exposed as – you know, they have not delivered on, you know, they wanted to be the 33rd NFL team. I mean, they have made themselves one of the worst teams in all of college football. And that's not just me saying that. That's a statistical fact.
If this ends, Pat, how does it end? Is it they mutually agree to, you know, separate and without buyouts, or does this get ugly between now and then?
Well, we have to rule the possibility that it's sports, and we don't know what's going to happen next, and that they could turn things around, that they could rally around this, I have to acknowledge a world where, okay, then maybe he really just needs to have he had 70 new players, maybe he needs 105 new players to get the culture right. Anything is possible in the world of sports. I certainly would not bet on it. So I think right now when you have UNC coming out in support of him, what they're trying to do is likely pump the brakes a little bit. Let's pause. Let's take a deep breath. We've had a few days to kind of look into these reports and what we're hearing. We suspended a coach. We're trying to fix it. It's 5 games in. We made a massive investment. It's going to take another $20 million to get out of it if that's what we want to do. So let's see if we can help support them. And that's what I heard from the beginning when I told members, you know, inside the athletic department that I was going to publish this, was that their standpoint was like, well, we want to try to help them. Like, we knew this was an undertaking, so let's try to fix it.
Well, Pat, continued good luck there with the reporting, and man, keep us posted if anything changes. We appreciate you carving out some time for us. I know you're busy down there.
No, thank you. Yeah, it's today's going to be a different tenor. So this is going to be interesting. So yeah, I got to start making some calls and see what we can find out.
All right, Pat Welter, Londonderry, New Hampshire native, down at WRAL in Chapel Hill with the latest on the Belichick and the North Carolina stuff. So, man, just the big takeaway for me was, feels like it might be untenable. Mm-hmm. He's not betting on them staying together. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's heading to a
divorce. But the other big thing was, it'll cost them $20 million to get out of it.
Yeah, if they can't find an exit ramp to that.
Yeah, and if I'm Bill, I want my money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not getting out of it. I'm not buying out for $1 million.
Yeah, he and Lombardi are going to fight that one.
Yeah.
All right, more on this story as we continue here this morning on the Greg Hill Show. I'm Ken Laird, and for Greg is off today, and You hope he's on the plane?
He's on the plane.
Oh, good.
They're on they're probably taking off as we speak. I just hope he has headphones.
Let's talk about a big Bruins win in the opener last night. Wiggs, you got to be impressed with night one. That was good.
I was.
Okay. Maybe they're going to overachieve based on the low Cam Neely expectations.
Right.
Judd Surratt, play-by-play voice of the Bruins on Nesson. He will have the call tonight in studio next. But first, Courtney with what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started the season with 3 points in the win, with the 3 goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geeky, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. And we're starting our Bruins Thursdays today. We'll be joined by Judd this morning coming up next.
Bruins Thursday here.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics in their first preseason win. He had 21 points, while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Barnes was reportedly in Santa Barbara training with the Memphis Grizzlies.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in 4 games, the final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. Cam Schlittler went 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 2. Thursday Night Football is Eagles at Giants. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. We'll be joined by Judd next for Bruins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thursday. So far, so good. Bruins with a win in their season opener. And that was TNT on the call. Brendan Burke and Darren Pang. But tonight, that's when the big boys take over. Judd Surratt, Nesson, the local call, a 1-0 Bruins team. And here he is, Judd Surratt in studio. Judd, thank you for coming in. That's awesome to have you here.
Well, Ninkovich said that traffic was bad yesterday, so yeah, I wanted to make sure that left a little bit early. You know, Ninkovich, you know, not far from where I grew up.
Okay.
Southwest side at a great city, Chicago. You know, so he went to Lincoln Way. So, but you know, when I hear him talk about traffic, that's a guy who worked up to Stevenson for years. Time to get in a little early.
All right, so you come from Walpole too, because he's coming from way, way down there. So you want to definitely leave early. So, yeah.
Judd Surratt will be with us every week on the Greg Hill Show. Greg Hill not in today, by the way. I'm Ken Laird. Greg is off for the first Judd appearance, unfortunately. But you guys connected last week, which is good.
Well, coming in, I was really hoping that Sheriff Judd would do this segment. Yes. I actually think it would be so much better than this.
You guys are equals, but it's got to be something with the name.
Judd is brought to you by Sports Etc., Boston's best hockey shop, powered by Bauer, with the best selection of Bauer skates, sticks, and goalie equipment at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington or online at sportsetc.net. So, Judd, I know you didn't get to call the game, which is never fun because, you know, we want to hear the local call.
We'd love to do every single game.
But I was impressed just going in, didn't know much about this team, a lot of new faces, and I came away thinking, boy, exceeded my expectations. What did you make of their debut?
I think impressed is a great word that you and I had talked about just before we came in and we had started this segment. I think one of the things to think about with this Bruins team is how quickly can they recapture the identity that they want to play with? So what you saw last night is pretty much it. Goaltending, defense, special teams. Yeah, you got to mix in your top guys. Pasternak had a terrific night, as did Elias Lindholm. You know, the power play goal, the way he played on that top unit was terrific. So that's a great sign for the Bruins. But the other thing is, now you got 81 more. Okay, you got to do it again tonight here against the Blackhawks. And then you've got to continue to do it throughout the season. But that was a really good way to start.
Judd, we always know the importance of Swayman, but I think the question that I have is people talk about Pasternak, we know what he is, but they bring up Morgan Geekie, right? He had 30-plus goals last year. Is this something he can consistently do again this year? Because you're going to need another guy to give you that 30-plus goal season. Could he do that again?
I think it's certainly possible. I think in the conversations that we've had with the general manager, Don Sweeney, I don't know if he expects necessarily that he'll hit that number, but can you hit high 20s? Can you approach 30? I think that's definitely doable, especially playing with that group. And having a conversation with Geekie before the start of the season, it's so different. Remember, this guy was a healthy scratch last year at the beginning of the season and didn't really turn it on until January. Now it's completely different, and it's not just for him, but it's for the entire team. From the moment that he stepped foot in camp, he played and practiced with Pasternak and Lindholm. So I think in many ways he has such a bigger head start than he had last season. Now you've got to be able to deliver. It's not just the contract, but the fact that you scored 33 last year, now the expectations rise.
When you look at Swayman in particular, though, and you see how great he was last night, obviously he didn't start the season opener last year. There was a lot going into Swayman going into the season. Are you seeing, from being around the team, a different guy, a different energy? Was that all just because the holdout going into the season last year, or is it just him building upon himself?
I think there's a lot of different things at play there. When I had a conversation with him just before the team had left for Washington, and basically the question to him was, how different is your headspace
right now
than where it was a year ago? He said a year ago at this time, and remember, he didn't sign and jump on the plane until the Bruins boarded to go to Florida. He said, I was in the mountains of New Hampshire at this point. Now he's had an entire training camp to go through to get up to game speed. But I think the most important thing for him, Courtney, to your question, was to be around the guys, to build that camaraderie. You know, we're talking about identity. We're also talking about leadership. That's sort of the overarching thing. So how does this function? I don't think it's uncommon throughout the National Hockey League for teams not to have a captain. But how does this leadership group function with Pasternak, McAvoy, Lindholm is wearing an A, Jeremy Swayman is signed long-term, and some of the other guys who are long-term? How does this function? That's a great start for him. The way he played in net, technically, it was quiet. It was simple. And the guys in front, if you remember, you know, watching the game last night, it was one and done. There weren't a whole lot of chances. And 5-on-5, fairly even.
Was Hampus, Pasta, and McAvoy your guess as captains going into this?
I don't know if I necessarily had a guess. You know, I know we joke with Razor all the time that goalies can't wear a C. ask him a story. When he was with Vancouver, Roberto Luongo was the captain, and I think it was kind of a gong show. But You know, he's probably, you know, I would think that makes sense for a guy like Lindholm. You know, I think there's a couple of guys that you probably could have thought about giving it to. Older guy, veteran guy, leader, you know, a guy that you're going to rely on.
One of the things you talk about, Judd, is you talk about the special teams. And last year, the Bruins were, when it comes to penalties, they were one of the most penalized teams in the NHL. Last night, Washington has 5 power play opportunities. How can you keep putting that much pressure, and how do they clean that up? Because if not, you're putting all this pressure on Swayman to make sure he makes stops against the opponent's power play. How do they clean that up?
You got to check with your feet, especially early in the season. I didn't love all the calls that came against him. You know, and that goes actually, you know, for some of the calls I actually think the refs got the call right on John Carlson giving the Bruins that power play, which eventually triggered the game winner last night. But you have to be able to check with your feet, because anytime that referees see you're reaching to check or you use an open hand to grab a guy, that's usually an automatic. But for the Bruins, Wiggy, it's a great point. They were in the box way too much. As a team last year, they were among the league leaders in minor penalties. You had the league's penalty minute leader in Nikita Zadorov, who, by the way, played a terrific game last night. If you look, just as a quick sidebar, Zadorov was second to Charlie McAvoy in ice time on the Bruins last night, and that's how valuable he was, especially to your penalty killing unit. They have to be able to curtail that. They have to be able to check with their feet, because it's going to be hard for the Bruins to outscore their problems the way that they're built.
Judd, so Greg Wyshynski compared David Pastrnak to Ilya Kovalchuk on the Thrashers.
No.
Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Nope.
Or do you think that this is the Cam Neely tough defensive strategy is far more sustainable over an 82-game season?
With all due respect to the old puck daddy, you know, and I had a chance to see Ilya Kovalchuk for years when I was in the minors and we were affiliated with the Atlanta Thrashers. He was a goal scorer. I can see some of those similarities. He was not the playmaker that Pastrnak is. Last year, David Pastrnak tied his career high. I think he had 63 helpers, which was among the league leaders. That was never really a number that Kobe put up.
Nesson's play-by-play voice, Judd Sirott, joining us in studio here on the Greg Hill Show, and he'll be with us every Thursday at 8:20 on our Bruins Thursday. All the goals last night came from the top line guys, even though one of them was a great power play goal. Where does the secondary scoring come from? That's still the worry, right?
Well, I think they're going to have to be able to do it by committee. Just to kind of go back to the last preseason game, and obviously preseason doesn't count, but the way that they scored in that game, whether it was defense, your middle six being able to chip in, that's what they're going to have to be able to do. You know, those top guys, as you talked about with Geeky Pastrnak and Lindholm, they're going to be expected and they're going to be leaned on to be consistent scorers all season long. But what can you get beyond that? I think the Bruins as a team, I think that there's a lot more offense that they can tease out of the blue line, especially from guys like McAvoy, Lindholm, you know, Zadorov. He had a 14-goal season a couple years ago. I don't think anybody expects that he's going to get double digits.
Yeah.
But he's a guy who can handle the puck and he has some skill offensively. I think you can tease more goals out of that, but what can you kind of get out of the middle six to bolster your offense?
Like Arvidsson had some chances last night, just didn't finish.
He did, which is encouraging. Pavel Zacha made that, you know,
pass.
This was, you know, obviously on the power play, the indirect off the wall. Just as you execute it, you know, you see the addition of Steve Spott, who's on the coaching staff for a couple reasons, primarily because he can run the power play. He's done it for years in the National Hockey League, and he's a veteran assistant coach who's been around some really good coaches during his coaching tenure. So a guy like Marco Sturm can lean on a guy like that. What can you get out of Pastrnak? What can you get out of that second line? You saw him in fits and starts there last night.
Yeah.
But if they're able to kick in a little production, that really bodes well for the team.
If they want to perform above the expectations that we kind of set for them, is Swayman going to have to play at a Vezina-type level where he's one of those guys that you could be looking at as somebody who could potentially win that, because you talk about their inability to score goals other really than Pastrnak?
he's going to have to be really good, you know. And I think tonight, by the way, we're going to see Jonas Korpisalo. I think that's the other thing. It's not just that Swayman has to be really good. Korpisalo has to be really good. You're going to see him a lot more often. The schedule's a little bit more compressed this year because it's an Olympic year. You're going to see a lot of back-to-backs, 3-4s, 4-6s. So that means that your tandem is going to have to produce. But I think for a guy like Jeremy Swayman, you know, when it comes to numbers, Wiggy, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people obviously want to focus on save percentage or high danger saves or goals against average. The most important stat for any goaltender is wins. Does he give you an opportunity to win every single night? And if you think about last night, it wasn't just that he was making great saves, but he was making key saves at key times that preserved that victory.
Can I ask a non-Bruins question for you?
Bring it on.
Because last time that you and Billy were here, Wiggy was talking a lot about McDavid.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now you look at that two-year extension. We were surprised by the number, and I brought up the fact that maybe it was so team-friendly because they could trade him.
I hope. I wish. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not surprised because we had talked about it that Connor McDavid signed a short-term deal. Mm-hmm. I think what a lot of people were shocked at, you know, in fact, even Elliot Friedman over at Sportsnet said, I actually had to dig in and make sure that the number was right as far as the salary, because he's making like, you know, 12 yeah, and a half. Yeah.
I thought it was a misprint.
I thought it was
2 years at $25 million per year. I thought it was 2 years at $50
million. I could not believe it. So, you know, there's been a lot of reaction around the National Hockey League. I think one of them is respect that he, listen, he's dug his feet in and he said, I want to bring a championship to Edmonton. But I think he understands that even though the salary cap is going up, he needs to be surrounded by better players. One of them is going to have to be in goal. You know, it's on the Edmonton Oilers, Jeff Jackson and Stan Bowman and those guys to be able to fill in. Where I thought you were going with that one is, so I think the last time we were in here and we had talked about this big free agent class potentially coming out.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So McDavid, check off the board. Kaprizov, off the board. Eichel, check off the board. He signed. Kyle Connor, check off the board. He signed an 8-year deal to stay in Winnipeg. So those are some big names in free agency that I think a lot of teams, not just the Bruins, were salivating about, depending on how it would go at the tail end of this season, that maybe those were guys you could acquire. There's still some really good players out there, but those are some big names off the list.
If Jeremy Swayman is playing at a Vezina level and this team is overachieving compared to where we had them kind of before the season, do they, A, have the assets to even help add to this team come trade deadline time, and B, are they even willing to, just knowing that it felt like this year was kind of going to be a reset year heading into that big free agent class?
Yes, absolutely. You heard Cam Neely and Don Sweeney mention it at the press conference just before we started the season, that the Bruins really tried. They made a run at some of the offensive players that were available in free agency during the summer, whether that's guys like Brock Besser or Nick Ehlers. I'm not really sure on that one. And as far as the assets, so the Bruins have two first-round picks coming up in this upcoming draft, two first-round picks in the next draft. I have a hard time believing that the Bruins are going to pick four times in the first round and use all those picks. Those are assets that they can parlay into something else.
Looking forward to the call tonight, Judd. You and Brick, 7 o'clock on Nesson. What time does the
our pregame show, so you can kick in with Billy, right. Sophia, Barry, Razor, and the boys starting at 6 o'clock, and then we'll get it going at 7, Bruins and Blackhawks tonight.
Now, Judd got his start in radio as a producer, I believe, right? Where you were on out in Chicago. You did everything.
When
did
sports
you,
radio first started. Did you I started ever, at the score in 92.
Did you ever give the weather like our man Chris Curtis does? Because we have the Window World of Boston weather. So I want to go to that now to get a weather forecast for tonight.
No, I love
tonight.
This, though.
Okay.
Yeah, this
shines.
Really,
this is. There we go. Stick your head out there, Curtis. What do we got?
Judd and I share frolic challenges. it is 45 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 56.
45? Is that cold. True?
I love it.
Chicago weather.
Yeah.
Chicago!
What
but
about tonight when you walk into the yard? What is it tonight, Curtis?
When you walk into the yard? Who's ever called the Bruins game the yard?
The barn.
The barn.
Yard.
Talky talk.
I'm sorry. 56 degrees. The barn will be bumping tonight.
Top shelf, baby.
56. All
see,
right.
I may not have done the weather, but I was old enough that at that point, like, do you remember the old tickers and, like, the nudes would, like, pop off and you'd have to rip it off the printer?
Oh, you did that. That's great.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
See, I think what we
have. Yeah, but did you ever staple stories for John Dennis?
I never done that.
No, I never did that, but I remember our computer went down with a call screener. I actually had to write them up and tape them on the window where you guys are at.
See, I think what we have to do now is once Greg gets back, because we always try to figure out what is it with the Chicago pizza, because we can't stand it, the deep dish. But you being from Chicago, and Greg is a South Shore bar pizza, we got to try to figure out why, where the hell did this deep dish come from and what's so good about it.
All right, well, first of all, love bar pizza, love tavern pizza. You remember there's like three pizzas there, because there's stuffed, pan, and then there's thin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, you know, if we get a chance, you know, maybe I'll just fly in a Pequod's pizza. You guys can have a, you know, have a little bit. It's not like getting it there.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see.
All right.
Okay. And Chicago, the opponent tonight. So it's this is like your Stanley Cup final here tonight. This is great against the hometown boys. All right, Judd, thank you for coming in. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to having you back next week. It is the Greg Hill Show. Greg out today. I'm Ken Laird. Coming up next, Wiggy's legendary moment story from Bourbon Street leading into the Super Bowl 2002.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I take it, Chime, as referenced earlier on the show, this is the Magic City anthem.
Yes, it is. This would be Bop by Big Boogie.
See? Okay.
You can kind of picture it. You know, like I get a good visual now of what Magic City looks like.
Yeah, it's a little aggressive.
But that's what the dancers want.
The visual is aggressive.
The entertainers, yeah. though.
Those limited. Booties are clapping.
They are entertainers.
To that song.
They are. I believe the Olympics, I don't know when it is, but I believe pole dancing is going to become an Olympic sport
yes.
at some point in time.
Right.
And that will be dominated. Kind of like, you know how like the Kenyans and the Africans dominate the marathon? That will be dominated by the southern women region women.
Yeah. I have some unfortunate news for Greg's flight.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh,
flight
delayed.
Is deboarding.
Deboarding?
Engine failure going
Ooh.
Back to gate.
Oh,
that's
going to suck. God.
That
will be half of Monday's show talking
oh,
about that.
Oh, no.
Man, that sucks.
He must be fuming.
And somebody absolutely texted him that Linz gave you the tea, and now they're stuck sitting at Terminal B together talking about the misfortune.
Oh, man. So now they got to get a new plane?
Oh,
engine failure, yeah.
Should have gone private.
Wow. He might not get there till tonight.
I don't think there are any other flights, she says.
Yeah, well, the drive from Miami to Key West is not fun.
Well, oh, good, it's not? Yeah. They
good news is Greg might be back tomorrow.
3 hours?
I mean, I think it's something like that.
Yeah, Curtis is right.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
But they could stop and get lunch with Portnoy halfway, Isla Morada.
There you go.
Oh, that sucks.
She just sent me a quote.
Down there.
They lied to us about an early departure. I believe that's from Greg.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Thoughts and prayers to the Hillman. He's off today and maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
Do you think he's allowed back at the Davio's inside the Logan because of he sent back the sauce last time?
I mean, it was broken, right?
What does that even mean?
Like
we always reference the broken. What does it mean by
no
a
idea.
Broken sauce?
So you know how you do a roux, like you have or like a gravy.
Yeah.
And so when it's broken, it's not fully creamy. It's
so
like,
it's like more watery.
Yes.
And he sent it back for that.
Yeah. Oh, Courtney, I had never traveled with the man. We just started working together. We're sitting down, and he's sending the pasta back, and he has this Louis Vuitton. Giant duffel bag
overflowing
with things popping out of it. He had pit stains. It was like, what have I done with my life?
Ooh. When's the wedding?
Saturday.
Ooh, does he even make it? He has to get on a flight tomorrow.
I'm sure there'll be another flight to Key West tomorrow. But they have to.
You fly to Miami and you drive.
Right. No, they have to give these people another plane, right?
But Courtney, you think they just have spare planes hanging around?
No, and the worst part is that Logan's doing a lot of work on a runway. So, like, delays are nuts as is.
Right. So that's my point. If it's engine problems, would you trust to get back on that plane if they're like, yeah, we fixed the engine problem?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to fly if you're going to crash. But my question is, why are we doing runway work? We are currently at the peak of tourism in Boston. All the students are back.
Right.
We have 2 months. I don't get it.
All right. Thoughts and prayers, Greg.
Yeah.
We wish for the best for you. In about 10 minutes, we'll get back to the Belichick drama with North Carolina. Also, we have teased some Pat's trade deadline chatter, so we'll do that in a bit. But every Thursday, we've got a legendary moment to talk about, and we'll do that here right now.
It's time for Legendary Moments.
Get the duck boats ready!
Hosted by our legend.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
And presented by Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. Because legendary stories start with a light. Celebrating 50 years of Miller time with our 5-decades-old OG, Greg Hill, on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
All right, trip to New Orleans this weekend for your Patriots. Wiggy was there. You were there for 1 week, right? But it was a sped up week.
Yeah, because we didn't have the 2 weeks in between the Super Bowl.
Right. So what happened? Did Bill let you have any fun?
It wasn't about Bill letting have fun. I remember this, and I remember it so vividly. I remember Willie Mack saying to us, like, we're not going to be out there partying and having a good time. We'll do our partying after the game. And there were like, we went out one night and we kind of like bumped into the guys. I think it was like on a Monday night, so it wasn't crazy. But then there were like whispers that Marshall Faulk and the rest of the Rams were like partying it up during the week, like out late. But I don't know how true that is. And like they didn't take us seriously. They felt like, all right, this is their time. They're going to be able to roll because they just won a Super Bowl maybe 2 years before that.
I think. Yeah,
was that? And so Willie had kind of got information about that. And his biggest thing was like, I don't want to catch nobody out there partying. We do all our partying after the Super Bowl. You get this one day, and I forget, it was like the beginning of the week. Go out, have a good. But after that, I don't want to hear nobody out there coming in late, doing this kind of stuff, wilding out, act a fool.
You think that made a difference in the game? Like, did we ever prove that the Rams were out?
I don't know if there was any proof to it, but we were locked in. I would say that. And that definitely locked us in, and we didn't have any issues. We were focused. We weren't going out. We weren't doing anything like that. We were just, like, hanging out in each other.
Think about how different Bill was then to, like, the last couple years, too. I was just thinking about that. Remember, Curtis, we had the Barbados-Belichick offseason where he just blew off OTAs and he was gone. Like, the locked-in Bill of that era compared to what Bill is, he can't be the same
Different
guy.
Players, though. Yeah. Remember, when you got Willie and you got guys like Lawyer and some of these other guys walking around, basically, like, it's not a fair situation. It's a respect situation, right? And so I think that's part of what it is. And I'm not saying, like, guys don't respect each other anymore, but I just think there's that, like, that accountability's kind of missing at times.
Well, I thought it was interesting yesterday talking to you and Rob when I said, well, can't Vrabel be that enforcer in the locker room? And you both said no. It has to be a player that holds others accountable. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Because the coach is, like, separate from the players. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the coach is upstairs. Like, when the coach comes in the locker room, we're kind of looking at him sideways like, man, what you doing down here? Culture and what he wants, and then we're implementing it in the locker room.
Did you party after the game? Did you guys stay for a couple nights?
Yeah, we partied after the game. It was a quick turnaround because it was crazy. And my wife to this day, she's like, I'm so glad I didn't do it. We partied. The game was on Sunday, and she was like, oh, let's stay down here Monday and Tuesday, but the parade was on Tuesday. And she's like, don't worry about the parade. Don't go to the parade.
You would have missed Jellificus.
That was before Jellificus.
Yeah, that was well before.
Yeah, well before that. And I was like, no, I got to go. She's like, no. And, like, so there wasn't, like, a blowout, like a fight, like a crazy fight, but she was like, eh. And then I went to the parade, and it was, like, you know, one of the best parades ever, like, that, you know, I've only been involved in one as a player.
That parade day, senior skip day at Rivers, went down. It was freezing.
They jello for us.
Yeah. I have never been so cold in my life.
I think that's when Ty had a Kraft dancing on stage.
Yep, with Troy.
Yeah, and then she was like, man, I'm so glad I didn't have you miss the parade.
The post-game parties at those Super Bowls, though, like, it's always crazy to me that they even have them if you lose, and that's a different vibe, but the ones when they win.
Yeah, I was a part of both of them because when Carolina we lost. But
you partied anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, nah, we didn't really party. It was like a funeral, you know what I mean? It was like,
I went to the Pats one after they lost in Minnesota, and it was pretty fun, but it was like, you didn't see any of the big names.
Was Butler there, or was he seated?
I did not see
Butler. And back then, like, for the first Super Bowl, we weren't, like, Kraft wasn't plugged into all the hip-hop guys.
Oh.
So I think it might have been, maybe Snoop was, because Snoop had the connection through Willie Mack, so maybe Snoop had a Super Bowl after
hazy.
Party.
Greg,
it was a long time ago.
If Greg gets another Marconi this year, are we going to have OAR perform at the after party?
Geez. Hell yeah.
Legendary moments are brought to you by Miller Lite. Legendary stories start with a light. Here's the 50 years of Miller time. Up next, some trade deadline targets for the Pats. There are a couple that are out there. Names are starting to float around. We'll talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.